Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Awesome. Well, I am so excited today to welcome and introduce you all to Nikki Thomas, and she is the Vice President, Industry Affairs, and she is amazing, and she works for the American Trucking Association. And I met Nikki probably last February when I was introduced to her and all her goodness and everything she's doing for the ATA Women in Motion. So I am so pleased and honored to honor you as a leader in the industry and someone who's not only taking charge, but making such a big difference. So thank you so much. And I wanted you just to share this, a whole podcast is on leadership, but share what it means for you to really lead from the front line and how that's really shaped your mindset and the decisions you've made since you've been in the industry.
Yeah. Well, first, I mean, time flies when you're having fun, and, you know, we are kindred spirits, I feel like. We just instantly clicked, and, you know, we're doing good things. And when I think about leadership and what it means to kind of lead from the front, I feel like it's about finding opportunities to highlight others and to make them shine, you know, and to help them find it. I think I know that's one of the most rewarding parts of just working with my team of incredible, happen to be women, but ATA larger, incredible humans.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, it makes it fun to try to brainstorm ideas, or we get like, maybe we could do this, maybe we can do this. And just like continuously like taking one step, you know, and I feel like almost three years now. Just that movement of just kind of taking that one step, doing one new thing, you know, and just showing up and being excited to see how it works out is really the type of leader I want to be for my team. Just somebody who's not afraid to get in there and to try things out. I mean, I've been with ATA for about 3 years, but when the programs and event management and things for a little over 20. And so we all have our things that we tried that didn't work out, but it doesn't mean you don't learn from it. So I think, you know, leadership for me is just creating those opportunities for others. And we all succeed when, you know, they knock it out of the park and we can look back on it and be like, you know, we really rode that wave and did a great job together. And, you know, creating that culture is really important.
I love that. It's so you. You always make everyone shine. You know, I noticed when I was in DC and I went to the meeting that you were leading, it's clear how you support everyone and everyone feels seen, heard, and appreciated. And I love that so much. And especially in an industry that's very dominated, male dominated, and giving, you know, everyone a chance to have a voice is really powerful. You know, I've been in the industry now I've been in the industry trucking since 2014 and learning since 2008. And when I look at the industry, I think about all the opportunities there are to make a difference and maybe to change one thing that we could really improve. Is there anything that you can think of that since you're 3 years, 3.5 years in the industry that you would see like maybe an opportunity for improvement as from your perspective of being a leader?
Yeah. So, I mean, thinking about it from WIM, I have a couple different like areas for that answer, but thinking about it from a WIM perspective, you know, I came in and we're trying to think of a way to make an immediate impact and to use, you know, some of our member companies who are doing amazing things within the industry already and to partner with them and to see what we could do. We first found Trucker Path, as one of those companies who, you know, one of the first things I learned about coming into the industry was just the shortage of truck parking and the need for women to find, everyone deserves a safe place to sleep. But just, you know, women on top of that, you know, that should be something that is a barrier for entry. I don't
know,
you know, take a job if I wasn't guaranteed a safe space to sleep or use a restroom.
Yeah.
Down that road. And so we started talking to Trucker Path and, you know, launched that partnership where we have the accessibility on their app where truck stops can say, you know, if they have lighted parking, if they have lighted facilities, if they have, you know, security cameras. We have identified seven things. We
talk to
our female drivers. And I think now the last report we got was 64 million people have clicked on that information.
Wow, and, I love that. Yeah.
And there's about 1,200 truck stops who have gone in and said, we have these things available. There's also additional information you can put on that app. So we've encouraged other truck stops, you know, to get on there to provide these things, to draw these women to the industry. And so, you know, I think that that's one of the areas where, you know, it speaks to innovation, too, but also just like, these are incredible companies that want to do the right thing, you know, that we have access to. And so having those conversations that can make a big difference, you know, and just kind of putting the brain power and the time behind it. It wasn't a super huge lift for either one of our companies to get that across the finish line.
Wow.
But it's just something that I think continues to grow and that we have to be proud of from the jump. And so, you know, I hope for WIM, we keep finding those strategic partners, you know, that really are championing women in the industry. There's so many companies that are doing incredible things for women. Mm-hmm. So, you know, finding those and highlighting those, giving other companies ideas, you know, is top priority. And then also just for my other hat, which is industry affairs. So our trip programs, workforce development programs, Lead ATA mm-hmm. Trucking U, you know, finding ways to keep people involved in the industry, giving them that like network and those people who are going to give advice or who are going to listen if they're having a bad day or, you know, an issue, connecting them with someone who might be able to help help them through that and keep the talent in the industry, I think is just one of those things that I hope to be able to achieve as I, you know, am in the industry longer and longer.
Oh, you're going to be in it forever and ever. So you're not going anywhere, Nikki. So don't even think about it. So
No.
It's all good. What do you think that leading from the front line teaches us about humanity?
Yeah. You know, so I also get to above, not above WIM, but in addition to WIM, I get to lead our road team captains, and I consider them frontline drivers, technicians as well. And so I've really gotten to know our about like 75 drivers over the last 3 years.
Wow.
And, you know, I just think that they're the first in. So what I've learned from them and frontline people is they're the first in to help. They're the first in to say, like, I can do something to help this situation. Like, let me do it.
Wow.
And I think that type of just kindness really just is what is needed in our world. And so it's really exciting work to be able to have a problem and then have a group of people, whether it's the road team captains or our WIM board, quite frankly, is an incredible group of women, or even my team, say, you know, like, we can fix this or we can make this better. You know, no 2 days are the same, but it's rewarding work. And so I think, you know, frontline workers teach me about humanity, to answer your question. You know, just that we're all in it together and that there is no, it's easy to get bogged down, but, you know, to focus on the higher goals of our communities and of helping each other, I think just brings us out of whatever hard day you're having. You know, you have people
Absolutely.
Around you about you. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that because you don't think about those people. They're like in the front line, doing the day to day grind, and they are part of the community. And there is so much love that the WIMS in your group and your organization gives them and gives each other, right? You lift each other up. And that's what's so important, especially in an industry that you're hearing so much negativity and just like the doom and gloom is coming. And it's like, no, there's so much goodness happening. And this is it's thriving. And there's a community here to help you. So thank you for doing that, because it's so important that people have to know that there's leaders like you that are there for them. And there's organizations that can help. And I think about like innovation in this industry is something that people don't talk a lot about. And have you seen from your perspective anything innovative or something that may have emerged out of an idea of one of your brainstorm sessions with your board, or anything that has come out of like an unexpected place that you think that the worldwide everyone should know about this industry?
You know, I think that, you know, I've learned a ton about trucks over the last 3 years, and the innovation and the focus on safety. I think that that's one thing. I also work closely. I'm co-lead on Nothing Without Trucking. So that's the team that we lead that is highlighting the image of the industry, telling the stories. It's focused on storytelling, and also kind of has that advocacy hook as well. And so, you know, I think that as far as innovation for the next generation, and, you know, I think kids are so tech savvy these days. And I think that there's a little bit of a lag between, you know, how much technology is in a truck, how much technology is at these, you know, companies that keep these trucks moving, you know, and the drivers and all these things. And so those are kind of the most exciting stories for me, is just, I don't think there's been a lot of, you know, focus on that. And I think that that's something that will drive, you know, keeping talented, you know, newcomers into the industry, is just getting their hands on that technology, whether it's like a virtual headset so that they can practice what it's like to be a driver, or, you know, technicians have the same type of technology too. And so, you know, that's something I'm excited to continue highlighting in my career and through Nothing Without Trucking, WIM as well. We have a few incredible board members at different companies that just do awesome stuff. And I want to find ways to tell those stories, because I think it'll, you know, drive the next generation getting involved.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I know a few younger folks like in kind of 2-year colleges, not really sure what they're going to do. And this is an opportunity to say, look, this industry is just exciting, and it's innovative, and it's not archaic, and there's just so much good stuff happening, and they could be part of it. Because community, right? People want this idea. They want to be connected. And certainly your organization and those that you partner with can certainly add that and have them feel like they're part of something greater. And I love that so much.
Yeah. What do you like forward thinking companies, you know, like they're on the brink of, you know, these discoveries and implementing these technologies into their companies. I just think that you know, that's something that's really appealing. My daughter is already very, very good at technology at the age of 7. Yes, by the time she's getting out of school and figuring it out, like those are things that are going to be important to her. It's part of the language that she speaks. And so, you know, it's just trying to find those ties and those connections to get that message out even earlier than we already do through some of our programs. That's kind of one of my wish list items for ATA in our programs, is to kind of even start earlier telling students about, you know, the industry and how to get plugged in.
I love that. What do you want 10 years from now, Nikki? What do you want people to remember about you, and what legacy you want to leave in trucking?
I want people to see me as someone who's approachable. I want somebody who I want to be the type of person who they know that I'm listening to them. They know that I care about them first, and that, you know, we might be going a different directions, but that I hear them and that I'm, you know, there to implement whatever I can changes, and that I'm a forward thinker and somebody who's always, you know, pushing the envelope forward for the betterment of the industry. And I want to be surrounded by people who I've seen go through our programs, who are now leaders at their companies, you know, like that's like, you know, a big kind of wish item for me. You know, it's like really cool to see, you know, some of our lead graduates move up in the industry, or some of our Trucking U graduates, you know, get like that internship after college. And so I really just want to be, you know, help be that connection point for people, with WIM as well, like highlighting, women who then go on to be the CEOs of companies or have done incredible things on our board, you know, and just to be able to, you know, enjoy their light. Hopefully be one of those people where they were like, you know, she really helped me in my journey, you know, maybe not an official mentor, but somebody who I would go to for advice or an ear. You know, I think that that's success.
I love that so much. And, you know, it's one of the reasons, out of many reasons, I wanted you on my podcast, because when I started this podcast, I wanted to introduce people to leaders who are making a difference today and are ongoing making a difference. And I like to always recognize leadership that doesn't get the spotlight, because I know when I met you, I didn't know you yet, but you move mountains just the same, even though you're not the loudest voice in the room. And I know that you're not chasing titles or applause. And I started my Pelicans. You're going to get a glass Pelican. This is your
look. I've seen this on social.
And so I'm traveling today, so I don't have it in my office, but you're going to get one. But the reason I'm actually in Florida, and I've been taking pictures this week of Pelicans. Do you know much about Pelicans?
I don't, but I'm excited to learn and to hear about the tie.
Yeah. So this is a picture I took this week. Of Pelicans. And the thing about, and I'm not a bird person necessarily, but I've been studying them because I think they're very interesting, because one of the things about pelicans is they live and they hunt in groups, and they don't really thrive through isolation. They actually do really well with community, and they travel together. You don't really see them alone. And I really attribute this to the connection that they have with each other. And I created this award because I wanted to hire quiet heroes who lead with the heart and who carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And so for me, Pelicans, they represent teamwork, social bonds, and the balance between giving and receiving. And so I wanted to give you a Pelican. I've been chasing you around.
Oh my goodness.
Because I wanted to give you a Pelican, because every time you look at that glass Pelican, I want you to know that I believe you embody all of those traits, and you see the strength in others. Like you just said, you want to light people up and lift them higher. And you always do that. And you give without ego, and you don't always, and you might not lead always from the front, but you lead from the community. And I think that is what's so powerful, is because your work might not make headlines, but your impact is lasting. It's personal and it's powerful. So thank you, Nikki, for the way you move people forward quietly and purposely, and for the community that you build, and for the balance you bring, and for the lives that you've changed just by being you. Because
oh my God,
I'm really proud of you and all the work you're doing. So thank you so much. And I want anyone that's listening today to be able to connect with you and learn more about the awesome programs you're building. So leave us today. Tell everyone where they can best connect with you, where they can find out about your information. And leave us today with some inspiring words for the new year, because you're going to be the first episode of 2026.
Also my first industry award. And
I love that. I love it. You're always going to be on my wall. You could see all the, I only pick certain, You're gonna be on a wall of winners forever.
Oh, forever. Come on.
I love it.
Well, I am honored, and those are all the things that I want my team and my colleagues to think about me. So I just couldn't be more honored, and I will have this pelican on my desk. You better believe it.
And, I love it.
And so it just means so much to me. And thank you for seeing that. I think it does take someone who sees things a little different to maybe see those people and to see. I definitely am a behind the scenes type of person.
Yeah.
I want to connect everything for people, but I get to meet incredible people like you by stepping out of my comfort zone. So thank you for that. As far as where people can get in contact with me, of course, on LinkedIn. You can look me up, Nikki Thomas. Connect with me. I would love to chat with you, brainstorm with you, get to know you better if you think that I could be helpful to anyone who is listening. And then also just nthomas@trekking.org is the best way to email me. As far as 2026 and inspiring words, I think that for me, to just keep doing what you're doing and being mission driven kind of has pulled me through a lot of ups and downs of economy and life and things like that. So I would just encourage anyone out there to keep doing what they're doing and being, pulled by the heart. And I think that that kind of connects you to the right people. So that's all I got, really.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nikki. Keep shining and keep being the industry pelican. And until we see each other again.
All right. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed our time together and hope to see you soon.
All right. Awesome.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.